Our story is about a teacher who was blind. And it's very interesting that throughout the Talmud we encounter different rabbis who were blind. And sometimes they were the chief rabbi, such as Rav Yosef. And sometimes they were just a huge rabbi, like Rav Sheshes. And our story is about a teacher who was blind, as we will see. It's interesting to remember that in Chazal's time the roads weren't paved. They didn't have any sight dogs. They had to make it around, and it wasn't easy. And in spite of all that, the blind could make it very, very far in those days. We have to remember that much of the Torah was oral, so in that sense it was easier for them. And nonetheless, it's very admirable how far some of the blind rabbis made it. In Chazal's terminology, we call a blind person saginaho, much light. We don't refer to him as an iver, a blind person. The Torah says directly, don't put a stumbling block before an iver, a blind person. We try to use terms that are less overt when possible, and so we call him saginaho, one who has much light, which means the exact opposite. Now, one of the sages of the Talmud is Rabbi Hoshaya, and he had a young son who learned by a teacher who was blind. Rabbi Hoshaya valued that teacher and liked talking to him. And every day, he'd send someone from his home to invite this teacher to join them for the meal, to honor him and talk to him in the words of Torah. Now, one day, Rabbi Hoshaya had guests. And Rabbi Hoshaya had a dilemma before him. If he invites the same guest he always invited, the blind teacher, well, then his guests might not treat him respectfully. They don't know him. They don't know he's a kind person, a wise person. He might get insulted. It might hurt his feelings if they don't treat him nicely. He didn't know what to do. And finally, he decided that this time he will not send to invite that teacher. He waited. And the teacher sat waiting for a standard invitation. And he thought, maybe Rabbi Hoshaya doesn't want to eat with me anymore. Who knows? And he couldn't figure out what was the cause for his being left out of the meal that day. Now, the guests stayed a long time. They stayed till the night. And when they finally left, Rabbi Hoshaya himself quickly went to that teacher. Good evening, master, he said to the teacher. Please forgive me. Please don't be upset at me that I didn't invite you today. I had guests who don't know you. And I was concerned maybe they won't treat you nicely. That's why I didn't invite you. Now, the blind teacher smiled. And it was a smile of relief. He was happy to hear that Rabbi Hoshaya hadn't forgotten him. He was happy to hear that Rabbi Hoshaya didn't want to insult him, but quite the contrary, Rabbi Hoshaya wanted to protect his honor. And here, Rabbi Hoshaya himself had come to ask his forgiveness and appease him. And the blind man said to Rabbi Hoshaya, you came to appease the person who is seen but doesn't see. That's the blind man. And may the one who sees but is not seen, that's God, may he accept your request for forgiveness. And with that beautiful blessing, they departed. Chazal referred to God as Ro'e Ve'ino Nireh, the one who sees but is not seen. And one of the things that we see throughout our sages is their concern in how to treat the handicapped, how to treat people who are less fortunate, who have to contend through life with a handicap. We discussed in our previous Avat Chesed class that wealth that's given to a person is really collateral, so to speak. It's responsibility. God wants to see what we'll do with it. Well, our health is also a form of wealth. And if one person was given less health, then he was given less responsibility from heaven. There's a famous story that the Chafetz Chaim once walked in and saw people making fun of a Jew who was retarded. And he got very upset at them. He said, his neshama is the neshama of a huge tzaddik. He had nothing left to fix in this world. That's why God didn't grant him intellect. because he doesn't need it. He's finished almost everything his soul has to do in the world. So we have to learn from Chazal in being extra sensitive, as Chazal warned us, towards those who have handicaps.